listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk. And now here are your hosts for today, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson here today.
Hey.
For your Miracolays with the Muchachos. Miracolays means Wednesdays and Muchachos means the fellas. But let's see, we had a Memorial Day weekend this weekend. Eric got out of town. He went up to his cabin. How was that for you, Eric?
It was great. I mean, the weather was pretty cold and wet.
Yeah.
But the trade-off is that there's no bugs. And this time of the year, it's normally clouds and mosquitoes.
That's a good point. Bugs, I haven't had to deal with them yet, but they're coming. The mosquitoes, that's one of the sure things of a Minnesota summer. But so what'd you do with all the rain up there?
I did a lot of fishing.
Oh, you were able to fish still?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't pouring. There was just kind of just a trickle of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a level where you can be outside and not get soaked
throughout
the day. Yeah. And drinking.
Drinking at the cabin. And this cabin's way up there, isn't it?
It's a ways out. Yeah, it's not attached to any sort of electrical grid or plumbing.
Man, you're up there. Is it by Canada?
I mean, closer than we are. It's probably an hour trip.
Well, fun. I had a relaxing Memorial Day weekend. I had a hotel room, too, this weekend. That was fun. So,
it was fun when you get to go to hotels.
Yeah, it was a staycation. I haven't been in a hotel room in ages, but that was a blast, not having to clean it up. And just get a little change of atmosphere. But, yeah, great weekend this weekend. Today, beautiful day. I mean, my God, it's about as perfect as it could be right now.
Yeah. Today and yesterday kind of feel like the first days of summer to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And Memorial Day weekend, that is the unofficial beginning of summer. And we're here, baby. The weather's beautiful. Minnesota summer, here we come. And in Minnesota, we got a lot of fun things that happen in the summer. And I'll talk about something that is back on. A few weeks ago, I reported that an event would be canceled for this year, but that has changed, folks. It's taken place. But we'll talk about that later. The big news today is that special counsel Robert Mueller made his first and final public press conference on the findings of the Notorious report. And the main things talked about today is that there was massive interference from a Russian military branch in the 2016 elections. And Mueller was quoted as saying, "If we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so." And that's kind of the most important quote of this press conference, because the Republicans and Donald Trump have all been saying that the report exonerates him, that this is over. It's been a witch hunt. It's stolen the first 2 years of his presidency over nothing. But the report says that he is not exonerated. It does not in any means, and was clarified today by Robert Mueller that the report's function is to be used as a guide for legal proceedings to proceed in the proper and necessary ways.
Well, at least Mueller was prompt about that explanation. That's what I never understood. Everyone was trying to interpret it. Why can't you just ask him?
Yeah. Well, he's not done any sort of press briefings or speaking in a public manner about this the entire time. So the past 2 years, we've never gotten quotes directly from Mueller over this report.
Which I understand when it's during the investigation. But afterwards, are there any sort of rules about limiting, you know, his involvement in the discussion of the report?
No, and that the Democrats were trying to get him to speak in front of a congressional committee, which is not going to happen, he made clear in this. But that was what they were wanting, to get his words directly on record.
And even when he tries to clarify, it still comes out so vague.
It is very vague. I listened to this, and
both sides are saying that it justifies their point of view.
Absolutely what is going on right now. It's a frantic media rush for the Republicans to get their talking points out and then the Democrats to get theirs. But really, this all lies in the House Democrats' hands. It's up to them now to investigate and decide how they want to proceed with this, because the report was written for precisely that. And a lot of Democrats have come forward calling for impeachment, but the most important one, Nancy Pelosi, still does not believe that that is the right option and does not want to proceed with any sort of impeachment hearings. But other things he touched on is he wasn't President Trump wasn't charged because he is a sitting president and it would be unconstitutional. That is how these proceedings work. You cannot formally charge a sitting president in this manner. So it would have to go through Congress, like we said. The investigation can preserve evidence for later. So that is a big part of the information in this, is it can be used in any sort of hearings that they want to proceed with. And the Constitution makes it very clear that it is up to Congress, which is led by Nancy Pelosi. So the ball's in her court, and she does not want to budge on this.
Yeah, assuming that they did go through with some sort of impeachment trial, would all that redacted information become available? It seems a ton of that stuff is what's applicable to this case.
Mm-hmm. Eventually it would be, but I don't think there's anything that would require that
correct,
immediately.
Yeah.
But I think the more you dove into it, the more that would come out publicly. And then the last thing, that the department can't accuse due to the fairness principle. So Trump can't clear himself in court because he can't be charged because he is the president. It would be unfair to accuse Trump of wrongdoing if he can't prove his innocence in court. Therefore, Trump can't be accused. So some stipulations here. And we didn't really get anywhere today. It's just more of the same. It's just this whole thing is just a back and forth tennis match that goes nowhere. It's love, love, baby. But I don't know what to think of it. I mean, he was very clear. I think the most important thing that was touched on this press conference was that, no, Donald Trump is not exonerated from this report. But who knows where it'll go? I mean, Eric, what are you thinking about this whole situation? Do you think it will go anywhere? Will they continue? Will they do any sort of impeachment hearings?
I don't see impeachment hearings happen as long as Pelosi is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I think she likes the strategy of campaigning against this nebulous crime that they can't necessarily define, where if they go through with proceedings and they find him innocent, I think that's her worst nightmare.
And the biggest trouble I see with that, and to do no action at all, is then setting the precedent for down the road in what other presidents think is okay. It is behavior that they can get away with.
But I mean, so, there's already so many crimes that we know Trump has partaken in.
Oh, absolutely.
He committed campaign fraud.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously obstructed justice.
I know.
All these things that it's pretty much a home run for if you went after him for it.
And now we're in almost 6 months since the Democrats have taken control of the House. And there were supposed to be now some accountability, and we were going to have hearings into these things. And it just doesn't seem like they have been pressing hard on that or trying to find out anything. It's just more of this he said, she said, press conferences of the sides back and forth and trying to get their talking points out, and just a big spectacle of politics. But what are your thoughts on the Mueller report? Give us a call at 952-946-6205. Did anything that the special counsel said today resonate with you? How do you feel that Pelosi is handling this situation, not calling for impeachment. And what do you feel about the 2020 presidential candidates and their views on impeachment? And does that affect your views on them at all? Give us a call, 952-946-6205. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Shamblatt in the next segment, talking about some fear-free dentistry, because me personally, I have a lot of fears of the dentist. I mean, I'm the type that waits until there's a problem, and then I panic and go to the dentist and try and have it solved. I'm not very proactive with my teeth. I do brush, I do floss, I do take care of it, but I'm not a big fan of the dentist. So we'll be speaking with Dr. Shamblatt in a bit. But yes, this Mueller press conference, the first and final press conference we will hear from Special Counsel Mueller.
Did he declare that it would be the final?
Yeah, he did. He said this is it. He's stepping down and this would be the last one. Ugh. So it's the only. And
way to go out on a high note.
Uh-huh. Well, let's go to Ahmad in Minneapolis who wants to talk about impeachment. Ahmad, it's good to have you.
Yeah, hey, guys. And thanks for answering my call. And I think that the current issue right now is not just what President Trump is doing. It's basically what the Democrats are doing. I just feel like they're weak. This is the reason why we keep losing elections, because they're namby-pamby. Mm-hmm. They do not really basically confront anything. They are afraid of losing another election. And if that's the case, if they're afraid of it, why do we vote for them? That's my question. Why do we keep voting for this weak Democrat that cannot stand up to this Republican? I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Why is Pelosi? I share your sentiments, but what's the alternative to voting for Democrats?
I understand what's the alternative, but at this point, can't we just put progressive candidates that are strong, like Alexandria mm-hmm. Ocasio-Cortez, mm-hmm. someone like that who's advocating basically for strong progressive agendas? Why do we keep voting for this centrist Democrat? And it's like voting for Biden. Biden is basically is another stab in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Biden is a corporate guy. He's not a progressive guy at all. And I don't understand why the media keep pushing Biden, keep selling Biden to us.
Well, thank you for the call, Ahmad. I completely agree with you. And this is the time that we have to get active. We're in primary season over the next year or two. We got to choose the most progressive candidates. We got to get them primaried into these seats so that we don't have to deal with these lame establishment Democrats that govern from fear. So I'm with you there, but we all have to do our part to make sure we get the right candidates. So thank you for the call. Let's go to Amber in St. Paul, who wants to talk about the legal counsel. Amber?
Hi, this is Amber from St. Paul. I was calling in because I found it very strange and very disconcerting that during the Mueller statement today, he specifically mentioned that the reason they did not indict both on the obstruction case as well as not pursuing anything as far as the conspiracy case was due to the policy set by the Office of Legal Counsel. This is very, very important because when the Mueller report first came out with Barr's statement explicitly states that they did not have any factoring of the Office of Legal Counsel into their decision. It had no weight into their decision, which I thought was to be a very strong contradiction that most people are not really talking about.
True. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. And Mueller did speak a lot about Barr and kind of threw Barr under the bus and the responsibilities that lie with the attorney general. That was a huge portion of this conference today. But let's go to Mark in Minneapolis before we take a break. Mark, it's good to have you on.
Thanks. The reason why Mueller did not choose to indict him, although there are theories that he did have an indictment written up, and Richard Wolff suggests that he had an indictment but shelved it, is that he is a Department of Justice employee. Special counsel law was changed, or actually eliminated, and now the special counsel is directly under the Department of Justice, and Department of Justice is the one that has the policy of not indicting a sitting president. I don't think there's any legal statement anywhere that actually says that a sitting president can't be indicted, but the Department of Justice has that position. And Special Counsel Mueller is a Department of Justice employee, so he follows the rules, basically. Mm-hmm. He's a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
He's no Elliot Ness, as Malcolm Mann said. But clearly, he said, you know, he did not exonerate the president in any way. He said there wasn't enough evidence to indict him on conspiracy. But he didn't say that there wasn't evidence at all. He didn't suggest that he was innocent. He just said, you know, he didn't meet the threshold. And again, he couldn't indict him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I think basically set the table for the House of Representatives to do its job, and Pelosi can, you know, basically has to get going and do something.
Mm-hmm.
As many legal scholars have said, including Richard Painter, the best way to get the most evidence is to start the articles of impeachment now. There's plenty of evidence. You request more evidence. You don't worry about what's going to happen in the Senate. You don't worry, put your finger in the air and worry what's going to happen in the election.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your constitutional duty. Your constitutional duty is checks and balances. Hold the president accountable. File the articles of impeachment. Demand evidence. Courts will provide that evidence because you have a legal process going. And it's like most legal processes. Once they're in motion, they have to comply. But they're not in motion. We're basically twiddling our thumbs right now. And Pelosi, I mean, then she might as well just say we're not going to do anything. Just stop the investigation. The whole purpose of it is to get going on impeachment. So I do disagree with Speaker Pelosi. And this worry that it might cost him the election is just not the way to operate government. I'm sorry.
No, I'm completely there with you. And thank you for the call, Mark. It is their duty. It is their job. It's why they're elected. They're there to represent us. It's not about how this is going to play out in the game of politics. It's you go through with this because it's the right thing to do. And
yeah.
It doesn't matter what the result is. It's you just have to make the stand, have the precedent so that we have some standards moving forward.
I hear a ton of people talking about this is her resume building, but she's 80 years old, isn't she?
Yeah, she's 78, I believe.
I don't know what she has in her view of the long goal here.
Yeah, there's only only maybe one more term after this for her as speaker, and then she's going to be retirement. I believe that was an agreement they made when they elected her speaker. She could only serve this and one other term. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be speaking with Dr. Shamblatt about fear-free dentistry here on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi, this is Paul Metza from the Wall of Power Radio Hour. You are listening to my buddies Hunter, Doug, and Brett on Minnesota Progressive Repartee, broadcasting on AM 950 in the heart of Eden Prairie, which is neither Eden nor Prairie.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Homelessness. It's a problem in Carver County and every county in the United States. We need every kind of affordable housing, but especially for single young people who are trying to launch themselves. Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska is hosting a Tuesday dialogue, June 11th, about Launch Ministry, a successful program that is making affordable housing happen for the young people who are experiencing homelessness in Chaska. The speakers are Corey Magstead, Executive Director, and Amanda Flowers Peterson, Program Director. The City of Chaska has approved their plans for a 16-unit building of supportive housing. Come hear them talk about what that means and get answers to your questions. I'll be your host, Reverend Dean J. Seal. Again, that's Tuesday, June 11th at 7 p.m. Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska is at 145 Engler Road and Highway 41 with the Big Red Chair. Free coffee. Find us on Facebook or ChaskaChurch.org. Be there. Aloha.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
You might roll into Gordman's looking for a cute new top, but then, bam, you spy some stylin' new boots at a crazy low price, too. And just like that, shopping game changed. And speaking of game changers, G Rewards is now Style Circle Rewards, which means a $5 reward for every 100 points earned, any way you pay. Plus, double points with your store credit card, too, all day, every day, which means even more ways to save on top trends and stylish home decor. Level up, girl. Bigger deals, smaller prices. Hashtag got it at Gordman's.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermos.com.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526, 612-919-5526, or autotech.org.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow from the Bradcast. Heard every weeknight at 7 p.m., we'll be here soon, but don't worry, you're in good hands. Listening to Hunter and Eric on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson, here with your Miracolays with the Muchachos. Miracolays means Wednesdays, and Muchachos means the guys, the fellas, the boys of AM 950. But joining us now is Dr. Shamblot of Shamblot Family Dentistry. And Eric, I don't know about you, but I hate going to the dentist. I put it off all the time because I'm afraid, my friend. I have bad memories at the dentist.
Yeah, I just associate it with pain, and it's something I really put off until the last moment.
Exactly. I'm not proactive, I'm reactive. But Dr. Shamblot has fear-free dentistry to put people like us at ease. So it's good to have you on, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.
Now, why don't you explain your approach to dentistry and how it's different than your typical dentist?
So one of the things that I try and do is I try and reduce barriers for people, because the more barriers they are, the harder it is for people to get through, especially if they have fears, phobias, or bad experiences. So I've lowered barriers by extending the hours, and we're open till 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. We're open Fridays, and we're open Saturdays. And I've tried to reduce the barrier to entry so that the new exam and x-ray appointment is complimentary. So all you need to do to find out what's wrong with your teeth is give a little time. Otherwise, it's potentially a $300 to $400 expense to find out what's going on with your teeth. And if you go in and you're not wild about what you hear, you just wasted $300 to $400, and that's hard.
And you're located in Hopkins, but you have a new office in St. Paul. Why don't you explain where the locations are?
So in Hopkins, I'm just a block south of Main Street at 3310th Avenue South, right across from City Hall. I've been there since 02, And this past December, I opened my second office in St. Paul in the Cathedral Hill neighborhood near Selby Dale at 400 Selby Suite A. I'm in the Blair Arcade, almost directly across the street from Red Cow on Selby.
So when you have a new patient who, like, has fears of the dentist or has bad experiences, what are some things you do to calm their nerves and have their experience be more comfortable and enjoyable?
Well, first we talk, and I find out kind of what makes you tick, what your experiences have been in the past, what I can do to make things better. Everybody's kind of got some hot points where things that really are not comfortable for them, and I try and find out what those are so I can work around them and make things as comfortable as possible. And I try and find out, is some people like, you know, big detailed explanations on what's going on, and some people just want to scratch the surface and say, you've got this, and that's all they want to know. And so I try and find out all those things so that I can give patients what is comfortable for them and make the experience as easy as possible.
And you offer sedation for some dentistry. When do you decide to do that, and how does that work?
Depending on what the person's needs are, their level of fear and phobia, that's when we start to talk about that. So for sedation, it's IV sedation. I bring a nurse anesthetist in, and the anesthetist runs the sedation. It's a deep level of sedation, and we can do up to 5-6 hours worth of work in a sedation. And most people who they're given meds before they come in, and then when they get there, an IV is started. They're hooked up to some monitors. Then the meds are turned on, and they go nighty-night, and I go to work. And most people don't even remember being in my office. So it's a wonderful way to get some work done, quite a bit of work done in a short period of time.
Now, you're a family dentistry. I've heard even your daughter in some of the advertisements for Shamblot Dentistry. What does it mean to you to be a family dentist?
So we serve all ages, from, you know, 1- and 2-year-olds who are having their first visit to the dentist and, you know, riding up and down in the chair and getting comfortable, to seniors who have very different dental needs and things to consider than, say, a 35-year-old. So we see both extremes and everybody in between. If you can sit in the chair, we're happy to see you.
Now, you offer a new patient exam for free. How does that work, and what does that cover?
It covers all necessary x-rays. It's for new patients. So all new patients get one free exam and x-rays. And it gives them a chance to come in and find out what's going on at no risk to them other than a little bit of their time. And if they need, sometimes we can proceed with treatment right there. If they come in pain, we can figure out what's going on, diagnose it, and try and get them out of pain as fast as possible.
All right, so listeners, take out your pencil, get ready for this, make a note. How would our new customers contact you? What's the phone number, website? Why don't you give that out for everyone?
The easy phone number is 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH, 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH, and the easy website is fixmyteeth.us.
Fantastic. And before we go, I know that you earlier this year did a wonderful event where you, for 24 hours, treated people without charge for their dental work, for people that have didn't have insurance or have been neglecting their teeth for a long time. And this is something that you do regularly. Just explain how that works, because I think it's fantastic.
So this is Dentistry from the Heart. It's our annual event. I think this was our 13th year doing it. So it's for people that have never been patients in my office before, and it's a first come, first serve event, and patients can either have a free extraction or a free filling, depending on what their needs are. It's a wonderful event. I thoroughly enjoy doing it, and it's a lot of fun. It's usually right around Valentine's Day. And then this July, we have our other event coming up, and this is what we call Operation Open Wide. This one's a little bit different. So we work with a local Yellow Ribbon veterans organization and get the names of, I think we're seeing about 20 vets. They'll come in, I will screen them and figure out what their dental needs are, and then we'll shut the office down for a day, and each of the vets gets anywhere from 1 to 2 or 3 hours of a dentist's time to fix however much we can. It's my way of saying thank you to all the vets. Because one of the things I value more than anything is my personal freedom, and anybody that puts their life on the line to try and protect my freedom, I owe a debt of gratitude to.
All right. Wonderful. Well, Doctor, thanks for joining us. And why don't you again give out that phone number and location one more time?
1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH, and the website is fixmyteeth.us, and we're located in Hopkins and in St. Paul.
Wonderful. That's Dr. Shamblot of Shamblot Family Dentistry, located in Hopkins and a new location in St. Paul. Give them a call for a free patient exam. But we'll be right back here on AM 950. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. We'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Yeah, this is Karen Olson Johnson from Connections Radio, and you are listening to Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
I'm Richie Mann with Sitka Salmon Shares, a CSF or community-supported fishery. The expression, know your farmer, is a familiar concept in the Midwest, yet know your fisherman somehow gets lost in our grocery stores, fish counters, and freezers. Industrialization has broken that connection between fisherman and consumer. Sitka Salmon Shares is reforging that connection through a sustainable, community-driven model. The world's wild fisheries depend on it. Sitka Salmon Shares creates a direct line from our small boat fishermen right to your door. Learn more at sitkasalmonshares.com.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion, with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., 2 award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota and the vehicle which made me fall in love with Toyotas was the RAV4. Now, Toyota is just teasing me as they have an all-new, fully redesigned RAV4. It's gorgeous. A distinct exterior that pops and a refined interior which has everything you want and room to move. And the big news is the RAV4 now comes in a hybrid version. Remember, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance. Test drive the new RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Shamblot from Shamblot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
This is Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and you're listening to Doug, Brent Hunter, and Eric on Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson, here with you on a Wednesday.
Did you ever notice he calls him Brent?
Yeah, it teeters. I can't tell if it is Brent or if it's Brett, which is a bad pronunciation.
Slang on it, yeah.
Yeah, but I've noticed that. But our whole bumper selection is full of mispronunciations.
I know. There's more that are incorrect than are correct.
And that's the thing here on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. I mean, Matt just blatantly says all of our names wrong. But that's part of the fun. It's mispronouncing that repartee and
yeah,
the names of
the host. People
don't
come here for correct pronunciations of words.
But good news, the weather's beautiful today, and you might be wanting to do something fun this weekend. Well, back in April, I reported that Grand Old Days was canceled, and that has changed, my friends. Come Sunday, 250,000 people will gather on the streets of Grand Avenue for the annual Grand Old Days. If you remember, this originally was canceled because of a little issue with the Commerce Department and the local businesses, and that money was going to be a big problem. However, a St. Paul Parks employee and his friend, who is actually a Grand Avenue bar owner, after finding out that the festival was canceled, they created a Facebook page to see how many people would be interested in Grand Old Days this year. And it had 10,000 people the first day and just kept building to be several thousands wow. of people. So this got the attention of organizers to go back to work. They were able to raise $70,000, which was short, though, of the usual $200,000 needed to put on Grand Old Days.
And what is that for? Just paying for security, closing down roads?
Yeah, I don't know where it goes, but anything like that on that big a scale does have a lot of money that has to go into it.
It's pretty surprising because I've only heard criticisms of Grand Old Days. Oh. It's kind of this artificial attempt at culture. It's only like a decade old, correct?
No. Grand Old Days has been around since before we were born.
Really?
Yeah, Grand Old Days. I used to be brought to Grand Old Days in a stroller, and I'd have to sit through the concerts and play with my little dinosaur action figures. I guess
sounds like a blast.
I was content. I didn't really like the concerts, but I went to Grand Old Days all the time as a child. No, I think Grand Old Days is like the epitomization of a St. Paul street fair. Because Minneapolis has a lot.
It's like 45 years old. Yeah. I don't know where I was getting that number from.
Minneapolis has a lot of these street fairs and like Uptown and that. But Grand Old Days is the St. Paul street fair. And it just feels like it. The way it's set up on Grand Avenue, too. I like it a lot. And it was going to be canceled, but it will be taking place this Saturday or Sunday? This Saturday, June 2nd. It's back, baby. I love Grand Old Days. But yeah, it was they were short money, and what ended up happening is a couple of places like White Bear Mitsubishi decided to double or even triple the amount that they were going to donate for this to make it happen. And they're able to make it go. So Grand Old Days is actually as busy as a day at the state fair.
In terms of density?
As how many people show up? 250,000 people, but it's only on 2.5 blocks. So Grand Old Days is a jam-packed street fair. It's wall-to-wall people. It's usually hot. Yeah. That part's uncomfortable, but it's fun. That's what you do in the summer.
That's what I associate it with, just extreme crowding of people into a small area.
They get cobs of corn, and then they go into beer tents.
I love the state fair, and that's crowded, but it's not like this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan of both. State fair, though, yeah, that's a staple. That's something I try and make every single year. Even when I didn't live in Minnesota, I tried to make it back here to attend the state fair. But, yep, Eric, we might have to try and go down to Grand Old Days this weekend.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so you remember back in 2016 when Barack Obama was president and there was an opening on the Supreme Court. And Obama appointed Merrick Garland and Mitch McConnell refused to let Garland have a hearing. So Mitch McConnell was asked if there was a vacancy in 2020, would he have a hearing for that judge, since his reasoning was it was too close to an election.
I wonder.
If there ever was a politician that embodied a calculating evil villain in politics, it would be Mitch McConnell. He said he was speaking to an audience in Kentucky on Monday, and McConnell said, should there be a vacancy in 2020, another presidential election, he would allow a vote. He was asked at the luncheon, should a Supreme Court justice die in the next year, what would your position be on filling it? And McConnell responded, oh, we'd fill it. So McConnell stressed the importance he places on putting conservatives in judgeships even more than legislative accomplishments. And we talked about this last week and just Mitch McConnell's lifelong vision and lifelong mission of getting Supreme Court justices appointed because of the history of Reagan's Bork appointment during his freshman year in the Senate. This created a madman, and McConnell's been just laser focused on the Supreme Court and ready to do anything to undermine getting potential Democratic nominees as Supreme Court justices. So, of course, there's no consistency in what he said. It's all politics. It's all his evil vision to get the most radical Supreme Court judges possible.
Yeah, and he's not concerned with procedure. That's not his reasonings for doing these things. He just wants control.
Yeah, that was what it was all phrased in. And that's the thing, is that you can't play fair with these people because they make it clear. I mean, they might say something in the moment.
They'll take their ball and go home and cry and say, no, you're being unfair. And then we apologize to them and they do the exact same thing.
There is no attempt at civility. They have no goal of bipartisanship or reaching across the aisle. They want to undermine the other side as much as possible. They hate Democrats and any sort of legislation from Democrats, any sort of appointment. There is no playing fair with a Mitch McConnell-led Senate. And the Republican Party has just moved further and further into this camp of personalities that will do whatever it takes to get their vision of America accomplished. So that was interesting to hear. I mean, who would expect anything else? But
we actually got a caller too saying you need to watch the video just because the sneer across his face is upsetting.
I bet. Oh my God. Yeah, McConnell even said that with the Supreme Court justices that this is the most important thing we've done for the country, and it can't be undone. So, yeah, he's reveling in it.
I don't disagree with him. In terms of important, no, but it's definitely the largest impact they've had.
Yes, and that's why it's so important that we do whatever it is to make sure that Donald Trump does not get reelected, because if he is reelected, very likely that he would appoint at least one more Supreme Court judge, if not multiple.
Yeah, RGB's health is failing, and I don't know much how longer she can go.
Mm-hmm. It's such a shame that Democrats saw 2016 as such a layup that they she didn't retire during that time. Like that there
and
wasn't more
after,
pressure.
Yeah, McConnell for blocking that Supreme Court.
I know they just kind of let it happen.
It's like Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football.
Yeah, yeah.
They keep yanking the football away, and Charlie Brown stands up and goes, "Ha, hypocrite."
Yeah, incredibly frustrating. But I don't know what it's going to take for in this two-party system for there ever to be civility again. But if this is the playing field, we got to play by those rules and use their tactics and stand up to them. Do whatever it takes to not let them get away with what they've been getting away with.
Never assume they're working in good faith either.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I mean, yeah, McConnell's just flat out. He'll just – he's just laughing it up at this. He's enjoying himself saying, nope, it doesn't matter. But we got to take a break. We'll be right back on AM 950. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. We'll be right back.
This is Nick Schrock with Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration, and I'm painting at AM 950 today, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Habitation Furnishing and Design is simply the best furniture design studio in the Twin Cities. What is a furniture design studio? It's a place where you'll find professional interior designers who are there to help you select the perfect furniture, a single sofa or an entire home. Our designers love making spaces exceptional. When you're shopping for furniture, it makes sense to talk to a professional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
You can't go through a day without hearing about healthcare reform. St. Paul Corner Drug is here to help you navigate the ever-changing healthcare landscape. We are your advocate in getting much-needed prescription medication covered under your insurance plan. Need to choose a different plan? There is no reason to feel like you are drowning in the system. St. Paul Corner Drug can make simple work out of finding you a plan that best suits your needs. You can rest assured at St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuchke, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
We are awake.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Hi, Minnesota. This is David Pakman of The David Pakman Show, where we stand up to the Patriots every weeknight at 8. And you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee with Doug, Brett, and Hunter on AM 950.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Hunter Hawes, Eric Nelson here with you today. I always got a couple minutes left. Phone number 952-946-6205. Before we go to the phones, I just got to update everyone on some new details on my favorite divorce hearing. Mackenzie Bezos, now worth $35 billion and the seventh richest person in the world, plans to give half of the money away to charity. So Mackenzie Bezos is the former wife of Jeff Bezos, the former richest man in the world, a founder of Amazon, and they got divorced, and Jeff Bezos did not have a prenup, so she was entitled to half of his fortune. But now she is giving half of that away to charity as a part of the Giving Pledge, which is started by Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, that encourages the ultra-wealthy to give away a large majority of their fortunes to charity. And
she, is she giving it away right now or just in the future when she passes?
No. During that's what the Giving Pledge is about, is giving your money away during your life, not when you pass away, which was more typical. So she hasn't done it yet, but she has committed half of what she's receiving to be donated to charity. My new favorite billionaire for the time being. I'm not a big fan of any billionaires, but this one, I find it fun. But we only got 2 minutes left, so let's go to Mark and Fredley. Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, guys. Well, let's just get to the point. I mean, this all played out. And again, anybody that's expecting an outbreak of courage or honesty from any of these swamp monsters, and we can't expect the swamp to drain itself. And we can't expect the government to investigate itself. Remember this guy, Robert Mueller? He was the guy that swore up and down that Iraq had WMDs and mushroom clouds, and he was all part of that sect too. But he said something that people are not paying attention to, and that is the second volume of the Mueller report, where he talks about that he was giving the order to do an analysis of obstruction of justice involving the president. And his exact wording were, the order appointing me special counsel authorized to investigate actions that could obstruct the investigation. What he's talking about is when the Department of Justice Inspector General Horowitz releases his report either next week or the week after, it's going to implicate all of these people. And those are the things, you know, from the very beginning, I told people that don't expect the truth to come out of Robert Mueller's mouth, because it never has and it never will. And I said exactly how this would play out, and that was he was not going to indict the president. And if he did this, why did he take the job knowing it was a predetermined outcome that he was never going to indict a sitting president?
All right, I got to cut you off, Mark. We are out of time for today. But thanks for the call, and tune in to Mission Accomplishers, Saturday at 7 p.m., me and Eric's other show. But we are out of time for today. We'll see you later.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.